You know, all these events and it takes preparation from law enforcement. You know, you and your guys probably miss out on some of those opportunities to just enjoy the all this stuff happening around Johnson County, and you really don't get to enjoy it. You have to kind of police it.
Yeah, someone's always working. You know, that's the thing about law enforcement. There's always somebody that's going to be working. You know, and they won't get to enjoy it or get so. Yeah, it's just that goes with the territory, I guess. So, it's kind of nice when you're working. If you like go out to the music festival, you can stand around there for a few minutes and walk around and visit with people and listen to music. But to be able to just sit there and sit back and enjoy it for 3 or 4 hours, you just don't have that opportunity.
Yeah, as sheriff, do you say, "Hey guys, I'll take care of the Bighorn Mountain Festival"?
Yeah. it's a great time out there, and we enjoy having that out there. It's never been an issue from a law enforcement perspective at all, so they do a great job.
You know, last couple of commissioner meetings, commissioners and you have been talking about some of these. We've got an event coming up that's, to me, I'll be brutally honest. I see all these people traveling from literally other countries to come here to watch like a 2-minute eclipse. But we're right in, I think KC is southern part of Johnson County is kind of like in that 99% coverage area for the eclipse. That event, while it's only 2 minutes, it could cause a lot of problems for Wyoming and specifically law enforcement.
Yeah, it's an interesting deal because, I've been talking with some people down out of Casper and Douglas especially, but that the path comes across Wyoming down through Riverton, right at the center of Casper, through Douglas, down through Glendo and Wheatland, down through that area, and they are expecting just big crowds down there, big crowds. And we have an agreement with Converse County right now because to bring up some of their inmates during that eclipse to keep them in our jail so they have bed space free for the people they expect to have issues with down there and end up in jail. So, and we're right on the edge of it. You know, we don't know what to expect, really. We haven't seen, like Casper and some of these towns where people are renting out their backyards, you know, and their houses and stuff yet. But I think, you know, of course, that's still in the summertime, still tourist season. So I'm sure the motels will be full, plus, you know, people from the eclipse coming, maybe staying in Buffalo. But, you know, they'll be traveling back and forth. And I think where the big issue will be is when that happens is people pulling over the side of the road, you know, and not maybe not getting off the road or some issue like that, you know. I don't know that it will be a real big issue for us yet. We just don't know, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't have any idea. So basically what I've done is I've canceled any vacations or time off during that other than regular scheduled days off for some of the guys that are on those days off. But nobody can take any vacation or anything like that during that time period just in case.
Right.
What really concerns me is not necessarily the people coming from like a scientific viewpoint or something like that. It's more of the people that, like the Rainbow Family Coalition type people that, you know, are going to come here and just, well, I'm going to go on this guy's property and just watch this or camp out or something like mm-hmm. that, you know. Mm-hmm. That may cause problems. So,
well, for our listeners, it is August 21st, is that eclipse. And, you know, I guess there was one conversation you had with the commissioners that I realized that it doesn't impact just the people that are participating and watching the eclipse. It, because of the number of people, it can impact somebody who has a health problem. You were talking about how somebody in the southern part of Johnson County, if they had a health problem, they might have to go to Casper to the hospital. They probably can't go that route because of the sheer number of people. They're going to have to probably make a longer trip and go north.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, Brady or Mark, because it is going to be an issue. There's going to be a lot of traffic control down there, a lot of issues. I know the Casper Police Department is going to keep emergency routes open, but still getting through that traffic to the hospital is going to be a major event, you know, and so people need to be aware of that. So they may have to come to Buffalo or go to Sheridan or Gillette to the hospital if they can't get to Casper. And, you know, good possibility, Life Flight Services out of Casper are going to be busy, you know, so if you need a life flight up in this area, it might be delayed for a while. So someone having a medical emergency up here could be delayed. So, yeah, it just doesn't affect, you know, travelers. It affects, you know, everyday people that are, may need those services. So.
Right. Well, you know, and when you're in law enforcement, it just it amazes me that when events happen, you know, people look at it as entertainment or something fun to do. But when you're in law enforcement, you look at the totally other side. You're like, okay, what problems could happen with that?
What problems are we going to have with this? Let's try to be proactive and let's be on top of it. But this eclipse, we just don't know. You know, we've never had one like this before, so it's a new event for everyone. So
thankfully, it won't happen for a whole more decades.
Yeah, so. I hope I'm not around for the next one. No, it'll be interesting. You know, it's something that you don't get to see very often, and so it, you know, it's interesting, and hopefully that it will all go smoothly for people.
Yeah, you know, for me, every night when I go to bed, I turn off the lights. It's dark in there.
Yeah,
I don't particularly get excited about an eclipse because for 2 minutes it's dark. Hey, I can do that in my bedroom.
Yeah. So I've had a lot of people tell me that. Says, well, I don't see any big deal about it, but you know, I guess if you're into astronomy and scientific stuff and things like that, it's quite an event, and it is. You know, it doesn't happen very often. So, yeah.
So this summer you've got all these different events that Johnson County Sheriff office has to kind of prepare for. As Sheriff Kozacek, what are your vacation plans? You got anything fun happening after all this dies down?
Well, not at this point. I really don't. So no. So just see what happens. You know, get through the summer and then go from there. So,
what's the population at the jail right now?
We're running. I think this morning we had 19. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I know early the commissioners were asking to, you know, about adding some state inmates. I know that they wanted to get started working on the repairs at the prison down in Rollins. Any potential influx of state prisoners?
You know, we haven't a contract in place with them. I've been having conversations with them in the past. But nothing recently. Actually, I saw on the news, it's been maybe back during the legislative time or they're right after, they're talking or exploring the idea of moving those inmates to a private prison out of state somewhere. I don't see how that could be cost effective, but perhaps, I don't know, you know. So right now, we have not had any conversations or any idea what they're going to do yet, so still kind of up in the air. And I don't know, you know, I don't know if the legislature's actually made up their mind what they're going to do with the prison, if they're going to just tear it down and rebuild or make repairs. So,
yeah,
I think a lot of it will depend on that. You know, if there's going to be a repair, short-term maybe deal, they might move them around in the state. If it's going to be like a, you know, years type project, several years, they might move them out of state. So, yeah.
Hmm. Well, I sure would like to have those tax dollars staying in. The state dollars staying in the state rather than to Texas or someplace, because we used to do that a lot back in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
There were a lot of inmates in Texas and other places like Oklahoma.
Yeah, Wyoming had a lot of inmates out of state. You know, they sent them out of state because didn't have a place for them. But now they, you know, they built some new prisons and apparently not too well though.
So. Seems like Rollins, we have a hard time keeping a prison open down there without
any
major,
like that, you know,
major repairs.
Yeah, which is unfortunate, but, you know, just the way it is. So.
Okay. Well, you're coming up to a season that is going to, you know, hopefully it's a season free of a lot of mishaps and law enforcement issues, but you guys are always prepared for the big events that are coming up throughout the summer.
Yeah, I think we're pretty well prepared. We know kind of what to expect on most of them, except, like I say, the eclipse we're not too sure of. We had a joint meeting here with emergency management, law enforcement, medical services, and fire, and kind of discussed some of those issues, you know, and I think we all walked out saying we don't know what to expect, but we'll deal with it as it comes, you know, and like we have to do, you know, so, yeah.
You know, one other thing that I want to point out for our listeners is, but before I head back to Indiana for for the death of my son, you had some law enforcement officers that were participating in Camp Postcard for Volunteers of America. That's really a great event.
That's a great event. That's we've been 16 years with that camp. It's hard to believe that 16 years ago, I think it was, we started that, or 14. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. But, yeah, Deputy Doug Schultz is participating in that for us. We send kids from Buffalo and KC down to this camp. They spend a week down there with law enforcement officers, building leadership skills, self-esteem skills, just learning a lot of different things and how to get along with people, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's a great time. We've had, I was telling somebody, we've had some great success stories out of that camp. Sometimes you don't know what your successes are, but I've had several young men have come around and talked to me about that camp. You know, do you remember me? I just went to Camp Postcard in such and such a year, and you look and see what they're doing in their lives. You know, it's a great thing. So
can be a life-changing event.
It is, yes.
And you really, as you say, it may be years before you realize the benefits.
Yeah.
Of that that young man participating.
Yeah, so. Young man, young women. We've had a great turnout for that. Like, we've got kids from Buffalo and KC go. This year, our kids kind of joined in with the Sheridan kids, and we were short. PD couldn't send anybody this year, so we joined up with the Sheridan crew, and that way we had two adult supervisors, mentors with them at all times. So, yeah, and that program is also where we've developed mentors out of the program that go back and work with these kids, you know, as they've gotten older. So it's just a great thing. You know, Volunteers of America and Northern Rockies, you know, is a great sponsor of that. They put it together and run that camp, and it's just a great benefit for the whole state of Wyoming.
Yeah. VOA has even started a camp up in Montana, too. So.
Yeah, and they're starting one in South Dakota this next year. They had South Dakota officers there from Rapid City this year. Talking with them, they're going to have a camp just outside of Custer somewhere this next year. So, you know, that's a great deal. So I hope it keeps spreading. So
yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I think we borrowed that from an idea from clear up in the northeast part of the country. So.
Yeah, it came out of the state of Massachusetts. They had the camp out there, and they were generous enough to send out an officer that helped us put that together and spoke to it. You know, the Sheriffs and Chiefs Association, and through the VOA, like I say, we were able to get some funding, and the camp's just taking a life of its own. It's yeah. A great, great, great place. So,
well, it's one of those success stories, I think, over the years that we can come to appreciate. I just think guys like Doug Schultz, they just had too much fun.
Yeah,
I watched the Facebook postings.
Yeah,
those guys had too much fun.
Yeah, they have a great time down there. It's a long week for them, you know, because it's a 24-hour a day job with those kids, you know, and so. But it's a long week for them, but they enjoy it. And I go down there and I see guys that were there the first year. They're still coming back, you know, mm-hmm. And it just makes you realize just what a great camp it is, and what a great opportunity for the kids in the state. So
yeah, well, I think the officers get as much out of it as those kids.
They do. They yeah. do. They'll tell you that right up front. So, yeah.
Well, we've talked about a number of different things, the big events coming up, starting with the 4th of July this weekend, all the way through August 21st for the total eclipse. So, the Johnson County Sheriff's Office has their work cut out for them. But you guys are ready.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I just tell people, you know, these events, they're fun. I'd encourage them not to overindulge in alcohol. Definitely don't drink and drive. You know, we do a lot of DUI enforcement. The city does, patrol does. You know, if you drink and drive, eventually you're going to go to jail, and that gets pretty expensive. Don't drink and drive, and encourage people to wear their seat belts when they're driving. So mm-hmm. Let's try and keep our fatality rate in the state of Wyoming down this year if we can.
Right.
Especially in Johnson County.
Johnson County Sheriff Steve Kozajek has been our guest this morning, and we're going to take a break and be back in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.